Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Hurricane Milton poses a significant threat to the Florida property insurers concentrated in the state that lack diversification and therefore are more susceptible to significant catastrophic events. According to a new AM Best commentary, the back-to-back punches from Hurricanes Helene and Milton could prove too devastating for some of these Florida concentrated carriers. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and we're joined today by two of the report's authors, Associate Director David Blades and Senior Industry Analyst Chris Graham. And Chris, starting with you, can you take us through the impact that Hurricane Milton may have on companies focused on Florida's property insurance market? And why are these insurers potentially more vulnerable than others?
Well, first, thanks for having me today, John. What we're looking at with Hurricane Milton, it's been, we all know by now it's been one of the strongest storms ever, and, certainly hit a very densely populated area on Florida's Gulf Coast, and a wealthy area at that. So there's going to be significant property damage. Adding to that is the East Coast basically got hit with a Category 1 hurricane as well. So this is going to be bad for Florida overall. What happens now, when you look at the property insurers who are concentrated in Florida, now this does not mean, someone has a certain market share within the state. We're talking about writers who are who most of their business is in Florida or the Southeast. What's going to happen to them? What we've seen in the past is these storms have left a big capital hit to the local insurers. They're not diversified through the country to absorb losses in one state. Your multi-state writers, your big national writers, their overall capital position is pretty well maintained because they're not getting hit all at once. When you look at the Florida insurers, that's going to be the big problem for them. There's going to be a capital, and as we saw with following Hurricane Ian in 2022, there were a number of insolvencies as well. Property catastrophes have been one of the leading causes of insurer insolvencies. So, we might see that again. I'm not going to say we are or how many, but it is possible.
How might this affect insurers' balance sheets and capital levels going forward?
Again, for the regional insurers, especially the ones who are only in Florida, I have to think this is going to be a capital event for them. We talk about a lot of storms being earnings events and not hitting the capital. This is going to be a capital event for the insurers that are focused in Florida.
And David, how is this going to impact the reinsurance markets, especially with renewals right around the corner?
Well, John, we do think that there could be, based on the strength of Hurricane Milton, market impact on the reinsurance market. And again, we'll continue to get that information in the coming days and weeks. I think one of the reasons is that when you look at and compare this one to Hurricane Helene, and where Hurricane Helene made landfall in the Big Bend area of the Panhandle, the difference is, as Chris pointed out, hitting the just south of the Tampa area, that's going to put much more focus. There's just much more losses that can be had from this storm than from Hurricane Helene in terms of just how populated it is, and whether it's homes and businesses in that area. So we definitely think from that standpoint, there's more likelihood that insurer retentions will be pierced, and therefore, the losses will then go into the reinsurance towers that these primary insurers have. So we think that'll be more impactful from a reinsurer standpoint. We also think, when you think of the nature of the losses from Hurricane Milton and compare them to Hurricane Helene, Hurricane Helene is more storm surge and flooding, at least, again, based on the information that we have so far and the losses that are being amassed. The heavy winds from Hurricane Milton, and again, the path that it's taken, much more populated area, again, more homes and businesses coming across the Tampa area and then going west, reaching the West Coast and then moving out to sea. we think there'll definitely be more of an impact from that standpoint in terms of you know, what we'll see from losses and losses that will actually be hitting, you know, homeowners policies, as opposed to, again, a lot of the losses from Helene coming from maybe flooding and not as many people in that area obviously having flood coverage. We're also going to look from a reinsurance standpoint. In recent years, more reinsurers have kind of moved into providing some coverage on a commercial property perspective. And again, when you're talking about the Tampa area, moving across, you know, even getting up closer to Orlando, you know, when you're talking, you know, wind damage, so damage to the structures, and also business interruption losses, it's possible that the magnitude of those losses will be greater, the magnitude of those claims will be greater, and so there'll be more potential for that to pierce the reinsurance towers. But with all that being said, AM Best does believe that our reinsurers are well equipped from a capital perspective to withstand the losses that they're likely to see. But again, more of that information will, you know, come to us and will be clearer in the weeks and in the weeks to come. And, you know, we'll obviously be looking at what that does to the 2025 reinsurance renewal market, looking at January 1 and also June 1 when a lot of the Florida programs renew.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
So speaking of the weeks ahead, what will AM Best then be monitoring in the weeks ahead in the wake of Helene and Milton?
So I think the first thing that we'll be doing, our rating analysts will be engaging our rated primary insurers and reinsurers as they gather the information in terms of what the impact of Hurricane Milton and again, looking even over the last couple of weeks in Hurricane Helene, as they begin to aggregate and look at those losses and identify what the impact has been to their portfolios, that's what our rating analysts will be focused on. Because again, as Chris mentioned, we'll want to see for which carriers this is an earnings event and which it might be a capital event. There'll be more chance for it to be a capital event that has some sort of impact on the balance sheet for the smaller primary insurers, especially the Florida concentrated ones. Again, like we said, we think the reinsurers are definitely well positioned from a capital standpoint to withstand that. But we'll also want to see just like I said, how Hurricane Milton impacts the property reinsurance market in 2025. So we'll be very closely watching the January 1 renewals, and like I said, the June 1 renewals as well. But the January 1 renewals will be the first ones that come into focus. AM Best is also going to closely monitor the insurance-linked securities market. An outsized loss or outsized losses from Hurricane Milton could possibly pierce trigger various cat bonds and other insurance-linked securities. So, you know, that's a market that reinsurance go to for retro capacity, and to the extent that those cat bonds are triggered, if that reduces any appetite from that market for providing support to the reinsurance market, that could be impactful. So we'll also look at that as well.
Now, AM Best also released another report recently on flood insurance, which notes that a growing proportion of this coverage is being written by private insurers, David, as opposed to through the National Flood Insurance Program. Do you anticipate any shift in the balance of private versus public coverage?
Well, one of the things that we brought out in that report is that while we'd seen a little more business or insurance being provided by private insurers in recent years, we kind of saw that stagnate a little bit in 2023. And that's not for every company, but we did see from an overall market standpoint in terms of the premium that had been trending up in terms of it going into the private market, kind of, you know, leveling out a little bit in 2023. So now when you look at what's going to happen, you know, as we go from this point forward, it'll be very interesting, again, to see if that momentum is, you know, continues to level off or if it goes down. You know, we'll have to see what the impact that this storm, and remember, you know, the Atlantic hurricane season still goes to November 30th. So what we don't know what could be still forthcoming. A couple of weeks ago, we were just real focused on Hurricane Helene, and then up popped Milton. So, we'll see what impact that will have on the private market. I it would be beneficial, obviously, if there was, you know, more coverage from the flood market being provided by private carriers, but the appetite after these couple of storms, may not be there to the great extent. So we'll continue monitoring that.
And if I could add to that, with the flood insurance in general, as Citizens is looking to depopulate, what impact will that have on flood insurance? Because Citizens requires all their insureds to have flood insurance. So as some homeowners are being moved out of Citizens onto others, will they want to keep purchasing flood insurance? The flood insurance has a very low take-up rate in general. So if these homeowners aren't compelled to buy it, they might not buy it also.
Interesting. Chris, David, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome, John.
Thanks for having us, John.
That was Associate Director David Blades and Senior Industry Analyst Chris Graham. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.